So, it's been a while since I've recorded, and you know, it's just been like so much going on. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There's been so much going on. There's been so much going on. Like, when I finally have time to myself, I just don't want to do or think about anything, you know? Like, I just want to enjoy my peace. And I have a lot of people, you know, that care about me and love me, so they say, but it's very odd because I don't want to spend any of my peaceful moments with them. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my family and my friends, of course, and most of all my daughter. I think at the end of the night, when the day is over, so at the end of the day, when the night begins, I just want to sit back and just clear my mind. I don't want to talk about anything. I don't want to think about anything. I just want to relax. And I've been really enjoying quiet lately. Like, just having those quiet, subtle moments are, like, very peaceful to me. And, you know, it's a new year, and I just need time. I really just need time to reevaluate what I actually want to bring forth this year, who I want to bring forth with me this year, how I want to do things, where I want to go, and who I want to take with me. And last year was crazy. Like, it was. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for all of the moments that I had, the good and the bad. I'm more grateful for the bad moments than the good, because, you know, I know I'll have good moments, because good moments are what you make, you know, you create. You can create a good moment anytime, anywhere you are. Anywhere that you are, you know. And no matter who you're with, you can create a good moment if you allow. But the bad moments, you know, sometimes you don't have control. And they say you can turn bad moments into good, but it's not always that easy, because, you know, you can't control what other people do or how other people think or how they feel, what's valuable to them. And I'm starting to realize that, like, those bad moments, I learned so much. And of course, I'm not gonna let them burden me and make me depressed or tear me down, but I do need to allow them to build me a little bit, build my character. And with all the bad moments that I had last year, I can honestly say that I've learned so much. Like, I've learned so much about myself, about how the world works, about how other people think. And, you know, it's like, I just want to be at peace. I want to be at peace with the decisions that I make, with my days. I want to know that I tried my best. I did my best. to stay positive, to keep others positive, to just stay the person that I am. And each bad moment that I have, it tests me, you know? It tests us all. It tests you to change your demeanor, change your way of thinking, change how you deal with yourself and with people, with your problems. And I don't want to change who I am. And I know, like, when we have, you know, those days, and we'll say, like, I'm just not going to be like that no more. Like, I'm going to stop being nice. I'm going to stop being like this and like that. But in reality, we're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to change the person that you are for any bad moment, for anybody, because somebody else wants to live with their negativity, or somebody else wants to try to tear you down or take you for granted. You know what I mean? But it's completely okay. It is completely okay to not share your peaceful moments with those people or with those things anymore. You don't have to keep suffering and keep being dragged down. You know? Like, you can live. You can be happy. And you don't have to involve the people that don't deserve to share your happiness, your vibrancy, your positivity. You know? So, my goal for this year, and I rarely do New Year's resolutions because they always change and you forget them. But I know what I want for my life. And with me being a mom, my daughter's 8 years old, gonna be 9 this year. And, you know, I became a mom very young. I was 16 when I had to learn, you know, how to juggle motherhood and still be my own person. And with that being said, I don't want to allow nothing to make me feel like I need to change the person that I am. Because I'm not conceited at all, but I've sat back and I've realized that I am a wonderful person. I have a great heart. I have a pure soul, and I don't want anything but the best for everyone in my life. You know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I don't feel like I'm better than anybody. You know? And I honestly feel like I am an asset in anyone's life that I come into. And I never want to be the bad guy. You know, there's so much bad and negativity that has happened to me in my life, but I don't want to use that as fuel for why I treat people poorly or why I make poor decisions. You know, I want to continue to be me. Be positive, be loving, be caring, being kind, being helpful, and grateful, thankful, you know, sincere and genuine. And I realized that scares people. When you have pure tendencies and you just want to help and be there, and people get scared. You know, they're not used to having someone in their life that doesn't want anything from them, that doesn't expect anything from them, that will be there for them no matter what, you know, without asking for anything in return. And I've come into encounter with a lot of people this past year that have been very, very intimidated by my personality and by the person that I am. You know, like, I don't think they understand why I am the way I am to everyone around me. You know, because they're so used to getting the short end and the bad end of the stick. And I just had to realize that that's okay. I don't have to prove myself to anybody. You know, because God knows my heart. He knows everything about me. He knows what I care about. He knows what my agenda is, what my goal is at the end of the day, at the end of my life, you know. I don't care for materialistic things. It's okay to have nice things, you know, but when you die, no one talks about how you had all this money and you had all the nice stuff. They talk about all the things that you've done for people, the memories that you guys created, the times you were there, the times that they came to you in comfort and you were the shoulder, you know. And they talk about how you were a rock in their lives, a great foundation, or they speak highly, you know what I mean. And sometimes when people don't have anything nice to say when someone dies, it's because that person has lived their life chasing all the wrong things, worrying about all the wrong things, you know what I mean. And I don't want to be one of those people, because life is so short. I've lost so many people that I cared about this year that just passed, and I just don't want to leave anything unsaid. Like, I just want everybody in my life to know that I'm in your life because I genuinely care about you. I want to see you strive and reach your goals and meet your dreams and, you know what I mean? Just be the best you that you can be. And I'm that way because I want the same for myself. I want to be around people that want the same for me. They want to see me happy, you know, they want to see me strive and just live. And everybody has their own demons and guardian angels, and, you know, if you believe in stuff like that. But I just want to be happy. And I have to realize that not everybody in this world understands themselves or understands what they want. People say that they want to be happy, you know, but do they really? And I'm just coming to conclusions with myself that I no longer want to be worried about what everybody else wants for their life. I want to understand that I have control over my entire life. I have control over what happens to me. And I may not know what's going to happen next, but I have control on how I handle it, how I perceive things, how I deal with everything, you know. I don't want my problems and my trauma to make me this dark soul. I want to continue to shine my light and be the bright, that bright light in everybody's life. You know, when I look back, I don't have any regrets, and I'm glad to say that. Yes, I have made mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're human. We're going to make mistakes till the day we die. But we do have to learn from them and apply it. You know, it's one thing to learn something, but when you don't apply it, it doesn't even matter. It's like, what was the reason of even learning, you know, or going through what you went through in the first place? And like we all know, life is very random. Life is very random. You never know what's going to happen next, what's behind the next door, what's around the corner. But you can know how you're going to handle and deal with those things. Deal with that next chapter. How you read your book may not be how someone else reads theirs. You know, so when you turn to the next chapter in life, don't be so worried about if everyone understands your language, if everyone can comprehend your story, because it's not meant for them. They have their own story, their own language that they have to deal with, and that they have to learn to comprehend and how to control and to deal with. And at the beginning of every morning, I want to know that I've done no wrong to no one. I will make mistakes, but I don't want to live with a heavy heart and heavy shoulders. I don't want to live looking over my shoulders or behind my back because I've wronged people. And that's how I sleep at night. I sleep at night peacefully because I know that I did all that I could to be the best person that I possibly could be to every person in my life. Even to the people that did not deserve it, I still remained myself. I still remained me. And I didn't let other people dictate how I dealt with others or dictate the choices that I made. And, you know, I feel good about that because the only person that I have to answer to is God. And it's the only person I really want to. So, I just wanted to get that off my chest, you know. This year is my year to just be who I am unapologetically. I don't want to have to apologize for being myself. I want to be around people that also are unapologetically them. But they're vibrant. They're positive. They have a good heart, a good soul. They want better. And I'm not talking about the materialistic things. I'm just talking about life in general. Better days. And I know that those days are coming because I'm going to allow them to. I'm going to create those better days. I'm going to deal with my problems better than I usually do. I'm going to be stronger and wiser. I'm going to be more caring, more genuine, you know, unless I don't want to be looking back and regretting how I treated anybody. And I don't want to allow anybody to dictate my next move, because it's my life that I'm living. I'm not living nobody else's life, and nobody else is living mine. So how you may deal with a situation, it may not be the same way that I will deal with it. But that is okay. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's your life. So do what's right for you. Do what feels right for you. Do what feels good for you. And don't let anybody stop you. Don't let any situation hold you back. Be you. And if people don't deserve to have certain pieces of you, do not let them, because they will snatch them up and they will gobble it, and they will not look back. They will not. So take a moment and reevaluate how you're spending your time, who you're spending your time with, where you're spending your time at. And do what's right for you, whatever that may be. Some of us need to get out the house more. Some of us need to stay in the house more. Some of us need to, you know, reach out to our people that we care about a lot more. Some of us need to just take some time to ourselves. But that's okay. Don't let social media or society or even your next door neighbor, don't let their lives dictate yours, your choices, what you want for your life. Because what's important to them may not be what's important to you, and that is okay. So yeah, I've learned that I like my peaceful moments. At the end of the night, when my daughter's asleep, tucked in her bed, I like to have my peaceful moments to myself. You know, maybe one day I will like to share them with someone, but as of right now, I just want to be alone. It doesn't mean that I'm lonely. I just want to be alone and bask in my peaceful moments. And that is okay. So yeah, I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I love you guys. I pray that you know that even when you are alone, you're not lonely. Don't let it get you down. Don't feel like you have to prove anything to anybody. This is your year to just take it for yourself. Learn yourself. Love yourself. Revamp yourself, you know? Revisit the things that you enjoy to do. The people that you enjoy spending time with. You know, the things that make you happy. And don't feel sorry for it. If you need time to yourself, if you need to stop spending time with certain individuals, do not feel sorry, because this is your life and you're the only one living it. So yeah, we made it through yesterday. We're making it through today. We're going to keep this energy, and we're going to make it through tomorrow.